I feel like today Mamish is one of those days that it's a bittersweet day. Hopefully there's a lot of simcha today and a lot of excitement today that we're back in yeshiva. Hopefully every single one of us were yearning to get back to yeshiva. Not that chas v'shalom we weren't learning throughout the last week and a half. Hopefully we're learning as much as we could have every day, but there's a difference of being kavua, seder, with chavrusa, with shir. So hopefully there's an excitement. We're at an age already where there's an excitement. It's not like years ago when you remember, you know, in third grade, fourth grade, ninth grade, tenth grade, and it was like that morning when you wake up and have to go back to school where, oh, you don't know where the vacation went so quickly. So hopefully there was an excitement to get back to learning on this type of level, on a serious level, on a yeshiva level, you know, similar to the yearning of the Barditchever, of Levi Yitzchak Barditchever. They say about the Barditchever, we'll tell over a little Torah from the Barditchever in a few moments. The Barditchever, Matzei Yantav of Pesach, I assume of Sukkot as well, he mamish didn't sleep 1 minute. He could not because he was looking to stay up all night like it was Lel Shavuos, getting ready for that, although it's Sfiras Omer, we're getting ready for that already. But he couldn't sleep because he didn't put on tefillin like most of us all of Pesach. And he was so excited. The mamish was so excited to put tefillin back on. He missed his tefillin. He was so excited. He couldn't sleep. How can you sleep when I haven't put on tefillin in a week and I'm going to have this chus to put on tefillin in the morning? He mamish couldn't sleep. So on one hand, we're very excited to be back in yeshiva. On the other hand, we're already removed from the Heilige Yantav of Pesach. There was so much achana that went in such beautiful days. Hopefully each and every one of us had such beautiful days of Pesach. Beautiful, we were just talking a few moments ago, the beautiful Siddarim, I'm sure Chol HaMoed, and Shvi Shal Pesach, and Achron Shal Pesach. Some of had a beautiful Sudas Mashiach. And hopefully there was a lot of Amunah that was gained. Hopefully there was a lot of Kirvas Elokim, a lot of closeness to Hashem, as was discussed throughout the whole Seder and throughout Yontav. How can we keep this all with us? So I saw an amazing Torah I have to share with you from Levi Yitzchak, from the Barditchever. I feel deeply like Pesach is the Yontav of the Barditchever. It happened to be a few years ago, I was Zeicher to be by the Barditchever. The one time I was Zeicher to be by Rav Levi Yitzchak, by the Kever, was on Pesach Sheni. So personally, I connect to Rav Levi Yitzchak with Pesach. But additionally, we all know Rav Levi Yitzchak was about finding the good in everybody and finding the good in everything, finding Geula within Golus. And that's when we celebrate a Pesach, and we're celebrating Gula, we're still in Golus. That's really the Yisoid, to find Gula within Golus. Levi Yitzchak discusses as follows, very practical for the first days of Yontav. If you noticed, I'm sure we all noticed, by the second Seder, when we had Kadesh, when we had Kiddush, so we made Avdolah. Because we went from Shabbos to Yontav, we make Avdolah. And we made Avdolah, but Avdolah was different than a normal Avdolah, right? We had our Kais, and we had our ner, because we're going to be mavdil, we could start using ar, we could cook, we could have esh. So we used, right, maybe the father, somebody went to the lich, to the candles, and put them together to have our ner, to have our candle. But what was lacking, what was missing? Besamim. We didn't have besamim. Does anyone think about it? Why didn't we have besamim? Why didn't we have besamim when we had last... the first day of Yontav, when we had Abdullah going into Yontav, why didn't we have Bissam? So, the Rashbam explains that Bissamim is because of an Ivud of the Neshama Yisera. We have a Neshama Yisera, whatever that exactly means, we're not going to go into right now, but some spiritual connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a deeper way on Shabbos. And when Shabbos leaves, so there's a downer. There's a lacking, there's something that's chaser. So I need a little chizik. So what's a chizik? My besamim. That beautiful smell of the besamim gives my neshama a little chizik. Besamim happens to be the one of the senses that we didn't partake in by the chait of Adam Arishon, so there's a lot of ruchnias within it. Reach, ruchnias. So we have besamim. So the Rashbam says, Yontav also has neshama yisera, right? So when we go Shabbos into Yontav, there's no need for besamim because there's no ibud, there's no loss of the neshama yisera because I have a neshama yisera in Yontav itself. What's the obvious question on that? What's the obvious question? What about Matzah Yantiv then? And this Toisus' question, Psachim Daf Kuf Beis and Mabeis, the second Toisus in Vadim, Rav Amar. And Toisus asked, Im came Matzah Yantiv and Milo Takina Besamim. If it's true that there's a Neshama Yisera on Yantiv, why is there no Besamim Matzah Yantiv? So you're saying, what do you mean? We just had Matzah Yantiv, we had Besamim. That's because it was Matzah Shabbos, right? But if there's a Matzah Yantiv without Shabbos, like the first days of Yantiv on last Sunday night, we made Bavdal also. Do we have Besamim? We didn't have Besamim. Right? If there's a Neshama Yisera on Yantiv, so Shani Besamim on Matzah Yantiv. So Tosfos argues with the Rashbam. Tosfos says, really, there's only Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. There's no Neshama Yisera Yantiv. Oh, there's only Neshama Yisera on Shabbos. Hadra Kushta L'duchta. We have the question on the first, right? On Matzah Shabbos going into Yantiv, why we didn't have Besamim. So Tosfos there says, no, we don't need Besamim because we're going into Yantiv. We have Simchas Yantiv, we have the Chila, Shtia, the Oineg Yantiv. You don't need the Besamim because you have so much pleasure from Yantiv itself. I don't need the Besamim. That's Tosfos Psachim Kubbez and Bez. But what about the Rashbam? What about those who hold the Nisham Yisrael of Yantiv? Why is there no Besamim Matzah Yantiv? Listen closely, Chever. I saw this Kedushas Levi, Mamish, gave me such chizuk. Kedushas Levi says, also, we find there's something called Isru Chag, right? Yesterday was Isru Chag. What's Isru Chag mean? Isru means to be bound to. We're still bound to the Chag. We're connected to the Chag. But there's nothing Isru Shabbos. Sunday is Yom Rishon. Sunday is Sunday. We don't call Sunday Isru Shabbos. Why not? You ever think about it? So listen to the Berditchever. Berditchever says, as many of us know and understand, there's something called Isrusa del El and Isrusa del Tata, meaning there's a Kedusha that's defined and created by the Rabbi Nisham El from above, and there's a Kedusha that we create and we define. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh, is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do anything, no matter what it's Shabbos. Every week, the seventh day, is Shabbos Kodesh. And we have no part in creating that Shabbos, it's there. Yontiv, who creates the Kedusha Yontiv? We create the Kedusha Yantiv. Because we define when Rosh Chodesh is going to be. We decide, therefore, what day is Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, what day is Yantiv. We define it. We decide the Kedusha of Yantiv. So comes along the Berditchever and says, when you have a Kedusha that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you have a Kedusha that comes from the Eibishter, so then what? When it's there, it's there. When it's not there, you can't be connected anymore. It's completely from Hashem. So Shabbos, on Shabbos, I'm Kedusha. But when Shabbos ends, there's closure. It's over. And therefore, if it's over, I lose my Neshama Yisera, and I need the Besamim to give me a little chizik. But Yontiv, because I created the Yontiv, it was my Ishtadlis, my... Even when Yontiv ends, I still could be Mekusha to it. I still could be connected to it. There's an Isru Chag. I can be bound to the Yontiv. And therefore, even though Yontiv is over, there's no need for any Besamim. Because I can stay connected to that Neshama Yisera. I can stay connected to that Ruchnias. Yes, Pesach is over. But all that we gained, and all that we connected to, and all of that Amunah, and all of the beautiful Halagalel Seder, I can still be connected to it. And we have to believe that. And we have to take the Chizik with us into the year. It's a little bit what the Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Remelech says as well, in the end of the Sefer, in the Luchutei Shoshana, I meant to bring it, to read it inside, but I forgot it. I don't believe we have a Noam Elimelech here. Looked, I couldn't find. But I'll tell you what he says. He says, in Az Yashir, which was the end of Pesach, we say, Holchu b'yab, well, right before Az Yashir, Holchu by in Parshas Peshalach, Holchu b'yabasha b'soy chayam. Holchu b'yabasha b'soy chayam. What is Holchu? They were going in the dry land, in the middle of the water, Pasha Pshat, right? They're walking in the dry land in the middle of the water. The Rebbe Rav Melech says as follows. He says, when they were in the middle of the water, there was such a munah, there was such gila shchina. A shivcha bayam saw mamish, the Rebbeinu Shalom begila shchina. When we were in Pesach, we felt closer to Hashem. Chayvam liras al kilu yatsim sraim. We felt it, we relived it, hopefully, each and every one of us. The avodah is hochul b'yabasha, that when we're going on the dry land, it should be kmo b'sol chayam. It should be as if I'm still in the water, that I have to keep it with me. That's what the Noam Elimelech says. A true tzaddik is b'yabasha k'b'sol chayam. That even afterwards. So we could have this by Yontiv. the Kedushas Levi teaches us. But the question is how? The question is how? How can we keep, how can each and every one of us keep whatever chizuk we gained, and I hope everyone else gained, even if we don't know we gained, our neshama gained. How can we keep it with us? Yontav's over. And often it's like that. We go through Yontav and then it's just regular days, as if it never happened. Did it even have to happen? So how can I keep all the chizuk and all that amuna with me? So let's go back for a moment to Lel Seder, just for a moment to Chazer, one nekuda, which is very important for today. So seemingly the main mitzvah of the night, Lel Seder, was Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Even there are only two mitzvahs, Bizman HaZeb D'Oraisa, right? Matzah and Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. And even Matzah is known as Lechem Oini, as the Gemara says, Oinim Alav Dvarim Harbe, meaning in terms of the Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. And that's the lengthiest of mitzvahs of the night. And that's what the whole night is about, talking over and telling over and building our emunah again from all that Hashem did for us and does for us. So everybody asks. Everybody asks. And I'm sure you've heard this before and I'm sure you have other answers. But everybody asks, why is there no bracha on that mitzvah? Mitzvah of Magen, mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. Yes, we have a bracha at the end, Asher Golanu, but now, why is there no bracha prior? Over last Yosin, why is there no bracha on that mitzvah? And there are many different answers. Some of us learned about this a little bit before Pesach, but I want to review one answer. An answer I saw this year in the Agadah of Shlomo Kluger. And he says as follows. He says, the reason that there's no bracha on the mitzvah, Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim, is because Sipur Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim is only a beginning. It's only a starting point. We're not finishing the mitzvah. What do you mean we're not finishing the mitzvah? Because leaving Mitzrayim was only the beginning of the geula, of the cheras, and it's not mashlum, it's not complete until there's a Kabbalah Satorah. Until there's a Kabbalah Satorah, it's not a complete sipur. It's not a complete storyline. It's not a complete geula. It's not a complete cheras. And therefore, we're not celebrating it completely. We're not doing everything. It's only a chatzi. So we don't make a bracha. This is Rav Shlomo Kluger. He has a few answers. That's one of his answers. Meaning what? Means we're still in the midst of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim now. It means even more so than any other Yontiv, we can take Pesach with us the way that the Baruch Itchver is teaching us. Because we have to understand that we're in the midst of a Sefirah Omer and we're still in the middle of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. We're still here. As the Ramban famously teaches us that Pesach are the first days of Yontav and Shavuos are the last days of Yontav and all Sefirah Omer is Chol HaMoed. It's all one long unit leading to the ultimate Cheiros of Kabbalah Satorah. So if I want to, yes, I built, hopefully, every one of us, we built a Muna and close to Hashem. How do we keep that going? Through Amelus B'Torah. Through sitting and learning Torah, which is our greatest preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Maybe that wasn't necessarily door by door Hamidbar, they didn't have the Torah yet. But now that we have Torah, what better way to prepare for Kabbalah Torah? What better way to live through these days than Amelus B'Torah? Than putting in more effort in our learning. We have a brand new Zman, a Kayetzman of Amelus B'Torah, of preparation for the Elgi Yantav Shavuos. And I could take, and that's how I'll continue all that Amuna, all that closeness to recognize all that Hashem does for me, Ki Nermes V'Torah are, what greater clarity of a Rabbi Nishalom than sitting and learning the Heilige Torah, his Chachma, building a real deep relationship with it that I can carry with me post-Pesach. I can carry with me until Shavuos and beyond. And that's our Avodah during these days. And so I heard at the Schus a couple weeks ago, about a week before Pesach, the Shvili Pinchas. Rav Pinchas Friedman was in the neighborhood and he spoke. And he said over, he was talking about during the Seder and the Agada, we talk about all the different Tanoim who give different calculations to the Makos, right? So we all say there are 10 Makos, 10 main Makos, but then there are different calculations. And he said amazing. He added it up. I think this was his own. I don't think he said it in anyone's name. If you add it up, watch, it's very simple. It's not so difficult. If you add up, there are 10 Makos. Then you have Rabbi Yehuda says the Sachadash Bachav, right? So that those Rashi Tevos are very meaningful, some, obviously in a deep way. So you add 3. So you have 10 plus 3, right? You have the 10 main makos and the Tzach HaDash B'Chav. So that's already 13. Then you have Rabbi Yossi, if you calculate all his that were done, the makos, in Mitzrayim, the makos, so Aliyam, are 60. 60 plus 13. 73, right? 73. Then you have Rabbi Eliezer, and you add all of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has 240 makos. 240 plus 73 is 313. And then you add all of Rabbi Akiva's makos, and if you have all Rabbi Akiva's, you can look in the Agada, we all know that Rabbi Akiva has 300 makos altogether. All the makos in Mitzrayim and in Bayam. So 300 plus 313, exactly 613. Everything in Torah is meaningful and is deep. All, if you add up all the calculations of all the Tanoim, of all the Makos that they were telling us were Mitzrayim, they're 613. Meaning what? The 613 Sur Merah, 613 Aseh Tov. It's all Hachana. You see, if Mitzrayim was the Hachana to be Mekusher to Torah, to the 613 Mitzvahs, which is learned in Torah's Hashem. Our avoda is to take the Yetzias Mitzrayim and build our emunah in the strongest ways during these Yemei Svira. And that's how we can always, constantly be linked to Pesach. That we don't, it's no, so Lamaisa, we started off by saying today is on some level bittersweet. On one side we're mamish back to yeshiva and back to learning full force in a serious way, hopefully not that we weren't learning the whole time, but in a different way. And the bitterness is that we've left Pesach, but if we understand from the Kedushas Levi, we understand from Rav Shlomo Kluger, we understand that we're still so connected to Pesach, and we're connected to Pesach specifically in this same way, that we're zeicha to sit and learn the Holy Torah, to prepare for the ultimate Geula, prepare for the Kabbalah's Torah, prepare for Al-Tikri Charis El-Cheris, the ultimate freedom. Because if we all know, freedom that we learn about on Pesach is not just physical servitude, but it's spiritual freedom. And that freedom is only found Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Tari Tavlam. So Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we should all be Zaycha. Hopefully we had a beautiful Heilige Yontif, but to take it with us, to live Pesach, specifically during these days as we prepare for Kabbalah Torah, and prepare for Kabbalah Torah, and we find that Geula in the Torah itself, then we'll be Zaycha, not just to the Geula that we celebrated this past week, the Geula of Mitzrayim, but the ultimate Geula with Mashiach Zedkenu, B'mehera V'yameinu.